Speaking on this program is Jim Dearman.
Today we deal with this question, can we raise money for the church on any other day than Sunday? Well, if by the phrase raise money you refer to the weekly contribution, the Bible is very clear about that. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2. That context, as Paul gave orders to the churches of Galatia, he said, even so do ye. And then he gives that command in those first two verses. You see, we have no authority to alter this command in any way. Now, if by the phrase raise money, the questioner refers to car washes or bake sales or other such things, the Bible is also clear there. In Colossians 3:17, Paul said, whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Now, doing all in the name of the Lord means doing all by the authority of Jesus Christ. Everything we do in service to Him, in worship, everything we do in our daily walk of life certainly needs to be authorized by the Word of God. Now, there is no biblical authorization for car washes or for bake sales in order to raise money for the Lord's church. Christians, as we have said, have been given instructions on how to give. Here it is again. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings, Paul said, when I come. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. Now, in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, Paul writes there, every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Again, that's 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. And this limits the faithful child of God. In other words, the faithful child of God is limited to what the Scriptures authorize. And to go beyond these limits is to preach and practice a different gospel. That results in being accursed of God. As Paul wrote to the Galatians in Galatians 1, 6 through 9, and said in that text that if any man preach any other gospel other than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. To go beyond that which is authorized, either by subtracting from the Word or adding to the Word, is to invite the condemnation of heaven. And certainly we do not want to do that. And so, no matter how practical someone may believe something to be or how expedient it may be, if there's no authority, biblical authority, for it in our worship, in our teaching, in our practice, then certainly we go beyond the Word of God when we do this. Here's another question. Is it scriptural to perform simultaneous acts of worship during the assembly, such as singing during communion? Well, the answer is no. Scriptural worship clearly consists of five separate and distinct acts. Separate and distinct acts. Singing, Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16. Prayer, 1 Timothy 2:8 and Acts 2:42. Teaching or preaching, 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, Acts 20 and verse 7. Communion or the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 30, Matthew 26, 26 through 29. And, as we have been talking about in our previous question, giving. Free will offering upon the first day of the week, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, and in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7. And so these are separate and distinct acts. There's no command, no example, no implication that authorizes simultaneous acts of worship. Again, there is no authority for doing such.